أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفمن شرح الله صدره للإسلام فهو على نور من ربه. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained the various signs of recognizing Allah Ta'ala, rain, water coming down from their great lessons to be taken, the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, and what that rain water, which is colorless, odorless, and which has got no taste, Allah brings about various types of vegetation, various types of fruit. All this, we enjoy that fruit, no problem. But before that, we should recognize Allah, and Allah is the creator, the maker, and He is the one who has given it to us. It was impossible for us to have one mealy seed also. Impossible for us to have one grain of rice. Allah made all this. How we enjoy our biryani, our curry khichdi, everything, but we don't think that who gave it to us. Now further, Allah Ta'ala from that example explains another very great point. Allah says, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ بھلا جس کا سینہ کھول دیا اللہ نے دین اسلام کے واسطے. Think for yourself, that person, can he ever compare? A comparison Allah gives later to another person. This person, two people whom Allah is comparing, that person whose heart Allah has opened for Islam. What is the great position of that person whose heart is open for Islam? He feels so happy that he in fact says, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا. I'm happy with Allah is my Rabb, and Islam is my religion, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is my Nabi. He suffers from no inferiority complex wherever he is. He's proud in the sense that he's happy that he dresses like a Muslim. His family lives like a Muslim. They stay away from all haram and wrong. So that person's heart has been opened for Islam. فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. So وہ روشنی میں ہے اپنے رب کے طرف سے. That person is in نور from Allah Ta'ala. In other words, Allah has put نور in his heart. That's why his heart is open for Islam. He enjoys making ibadat. It's not a burden for him to stay away from sin, the sin of the eyes, the sin of backbiting, the sin of anger. All this is a pleasure he enjoys when he stays away, because Allah has opened his heart. And this is the example with like that rain water which falls, and then it falls on the ground, and then what things don't grow, vegetation, fruit, etc. The grass for our animals that we eat, our cows, our goats, our sheep, etc. All that. And from now, from that heart, when that rainwater has come, then fountains start coming out, wells start being made, and from that people benefit, animals benefit. So like that, that person's heart Allah has made, that he takes hidayat from Quran Sharif, from Hadith, from Bayans, from authentic Islamic literature. It is like the rain falling in his heart. And then if his heart is soft and it has accepted it, it is like it has dammed the water. It has made fountains now from that heart, and wells and waterfalls. Now other people benefit from that heart. And it is for this reason, the great benefit of sitting with buzurgs, that now that nur that is in their heart starts emanating from there and reaches all who are around there. And everyone benefits, whether he speaks or not, whether he's asleep, even if he's in a state of coma, people around him benefit. But if there wasn't anything that fell on his heart, or his heart did not accept it, it was hard. Like a farm, if you want to plant seeds, the first thing is to plow, make the ground soft. If you throw your seeds on top of the ground, some rain falls or you irrigate it, the seeds will flow away. Wind comes, they will blow the seeds away. First, it is necessary to soften the ground. So first, the heart has to be softened. Now a person, and it is for that reason, like before Bayans, some ayat of the Quran Sharif is read, this has great effect in softening the heart. And now when the bayan is made, a person whose heart is soft, he listens to bayan, he takes great benefit from it. So Allah Ta'ala says that person has got nur in his heart. When this ayat was revealed, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, how do we know that nur has come into the heart? So otherwise every person will claim that I got nur in my heart, but how will a person know? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the signs of it are clear. At-tajafi anid-daril ghurur. That a person is not deceived by this dunya which is full of deception. He realizes dunya is just a bubble on the water. It is just a shadow. Dunya is no reality. Wal-inabatu ila daril khulud. And his heart gets inclined to akhirat now. Wal-istidad lil-maut qabla nuzulihi. And he's long prepared before maut comes. Those are the three signs that the nur has come in a person's heart. When he realizes that this dunya is a folly, it's nothing to run after and hanker about, he engages in it just as a necessity. And akhirat, that he realizes that is the real house I must prepare for. And he's prepared for maut long before. He's got no qaza namazas, no qaza rozas, he's not owing any person money. Everything of his is written down properly. He's prepared for maut whenever it comes. And just see how beautiful the Quran is. But if a person finds that his heart is hard, these conditions are not there, bayans don't have an effect on him, he reads Quran, doesn't have effect on him, zikr doesn't have an effect on him, so now he must diagnose himself or go to a doctor to diagnose yourself that your heart is hard. Therefore, these things are not having effect on you. Now, so, and the treatment for that, the heart must be softened now. And how do you soften the? So, first the diagnosis. Allah says, "Fawailul lil qasiyati qulubuhum min dhikrillah." So, kharabi hai unke jinke dil sakht hai Allah ki yaad se. So, how hard and how terrible is not the condition of that person whose heart is hard? And the sign of it is that he's not making the zikr of Allah. If a person is not making zikr, that means his heart is hard. He hasn't recognized Allah. He's not connected with Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, he's not making the zikr. And ulaika fi dhalalin mubin. وہ بڑے پھرتے ہیں بھٹکتے سریح. These people are in open misguidance, whose hearts are hard, and the sign of it that they are not engaged in the zikr of Allah, no tilawat of Quran in their heart, no zikr of Allah in their heart, those people are in great misguidance, Allah Ta'ala says. And now the solution to it, how to make the heart soft. The medication for it, Allahu nazzala ahsan al hadith. Allah ne utari behtar baat kitab. Allah has sent down the best medicine, the Quran Sharif. That is, start reciting Quran Sharif. That is the medicine that will soften the heart. Take the medicine. If the doctor gives you the best medicine and you put it in a golden case, and whoever visits you, you tell them, see what medicine I've got. But you don't drink the medicine, no, it's not going to help you in the least. But so the Quran Sharif, we pack it away in beautiful shelves, in beautiful juzdans. We put rose petals and we put atar also. But it won't help us really until we recite the Quran Sharif. So that is the first thing. And this kitab, Allah describes it as mutashabihan mathani, aapas mein milti dohrai hui. That the subject matter of the Quran Sharif throughout the Quran agrees with one another, and it has been repeated over and over, the subject matter. And the best teacher is the one who repeats, and that is by which a person, the subject matter goes into the mind of the person. I will start a teacher who explains, and then he explains it with another example. He explains it with another example. The student doesn't have to go and study. The teacher has put it in his mind so thoroughly that he knows it properly. Like this, the Quran Sharif. And the miracle of the Quran, that even without understanding, the subject matter goes in the heart of a person. If a person understands, he will be able to explain to other people. So Allah has revealed this Quran. تَقْشَعِرُّ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. بال کھڑے ہوتے ہیں اس کے کھال پر ان لوگوں کے جو ڈرتے ہیں اپنے رب سے. دا افیکٹ آف دا قرآن از اٹ میکس دا ہیئر آن یور باڈی اسٹینڈ. وین اے پرسن انڈرسٹینڈ ہز لیگز وابل وین ہی ریڈز دا آیتس آف عذاب, ہی گوز ان اے ٹرانس وین ہی ریڈز دا آیتس آف اللہ آف دا نعمتس آف اللہ, اینڈ ہی از اوور ٹیکن وٹ آل وین ہی سیز ریڈز اباؤٹ دا سائنس آف اللہ تعالی. دیٹ از دا افیکٹ آف دا قرآن شریف, اینڈ دس is for those people who fear Allah Ta'ala. Then the effect of the tilawat of reading to Quran Sharif, ثم تلينوا جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله, پھر ان کے کھالے اور ان کے دل اللہ کی یاد پر متوجہ ہوتے ہیں. Now their hearts and their skin turn towards Allah. This like a person with hard skin, very very awkward but soft skin, a person whose heart and skin body parts have become soft for the obedience of Allah, that person turns fully to Allah Ta'ala. So the, and now he'll start making dhikr. So in summary, Allah Ta'ala said if your hearts are soft, whatever you hear, in fact what you see, daily news will change your heart all the time and you'll turn to Allah Ta'ala. If that is not the case, if your heart is hard, big bayans also, and you can be in the environment of the most pious people, but it will have no effect on your heart. Now how to make the heart soft? Start with tilawat of Quran Sharif. This will lead you to the dhikr of Allah. Now when your heart is soft, one word, one seed will grow a mango tree, and thousands of mangoes every year will grow on that tree. Now you'll see what your one word, that how people are affected, people's lives are changing when the person has gone through this process. And Allah declares for this, ذَلِكَ هُدَى اللَّهِ يَهِ رَاح دَيْنَا أَلَّهْكَ. This is Allah, the doctor who has diagnosed and prescribed, and this is the hidayat that he has shown you. يَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, اسی طرح راہ دیتا ہے جس کو چاہے. اللہ gives this path and shows it to whomsoever he wants to. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَاد, اور جس کو راہ بھلائے اللہ اس کو کوئی نہیں سجانے والا. And the person whom Allah has misguided, there is nobody to guide that person. That is a person who takes this lesson and starts with tilawat of Quran, zikr, that is Allah has guided that person. He took the medicine, it has had the correct effect on him, and it's not only his life changes, but all around him. Our families, we complain, we are not right, that's why our families are not right. Our children are not right. If we are right, just our presence will change them. And we will advise them then also in a suitable way, which they will accept. This is a wonderful bayan the Quran Sharif has made. May Allah give us tawfiq to take heed and apply it into our lives.